This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's time to welcome Dr. Wendy Christine from Integrated Health Solution to the program. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Anton. I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Wonderful, thank you. So today we're talking lifestyle medicine. So can you maybe just explain to us what exactly lifestyle medicine is?
Yes, so lifestyle medicine is an evidence-based approach to healthcare that focuses on the prevention and treatment, and in some cases even reversing chronic diseases through sustainable lifestyle changes. So it's all about what are we doing in our lifestyles to help our health. So we don't just address the symptoms, it helps to identify and address the root causes of our illness. And then it recognizes that many of the most common chronic diseases that we face today, so things like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and even some of our mental health disorders are strongly influenced by the way we live every day.
That's true. So what pillars is lifestyle medicine built on?
So it's typically, there are typically some key pillars here, and that would be around nutritious whole food eating patterns. So what we're eating and what we're putting into our bodies is very important. What our physical activities are like, we need to be exercising regularly, the quality of our sleep, stress management, avoiding harmful substances, and then making sure that we also have healthy social connections and relationships.
Mm-hmm. And what is the what's the conventional approach?
So conventional disease management is often reactive. So they wait for the disease to develop, or the disease is already there. And then treatment relies heavily on medications or procedures or surgeries to manage those symptoms or to slow down that disease progression. And these interventions are often necessary. So, I'm not condoning them. They can be life-saving. And in acute care, that's what we need to happen. And lifestyle medicine doesn't reject the conventional medicine, but it complements it. It's the difference is that the lifestyle medicine asks an additional question around what is actually driving this disease in the first place, and what can we do about that?
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the examples of this?
So instead of only lowering blood sugar with medication, lifestyle medicine would also look at what is the person eating. So what is the nutrition like? Are they sleeping? What are their stress levels like? Because stress levels can increase blood sugar and increase the risk for diabetes. What is their movement like, and what is their body composition like? So the body composition is the muscle to fat ratio. So is there too much fat on the body? Is there not enough muscle? What is happening with the body composition? If we look at another example, like treating hypertension, it might be looking at what is this person's salt intake like? Are they having too much sodium in their diets? Again, what is stress looking like? Because stress can push up our blood pressure. Are they inactive? Because if they're not exercising enough, that can also increase their blood pressure levels. And again, poor sleep. So you'll see that a lot of these things will overlap. And if they're eating too many processed foods, many of these lifestyle diseases could be managed with diet and with lifestyle as well. And then if we're looking at something like fatigue, often we look at that symptomatically as well. But again, is there enough emotional support there? What are the stress levels like? Stress plays a very big role in all of these. Fatigue is one of those. You can have, we spoke last week or the week before about adrenal burnout. So there are many things that we can put into place to make sure that the best quality of life can be attained despite whatever that illness is that's been diagnosed. Mm.
Yeah, you know, eating fresh is always best, not processed foods. And yeah, even just going for a nice brisk walk 3 times a week, half an hour each, also makes a huge difference, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, exactly. And it doesn't have to be huge things that we're doing. You know, you don't have to be exercising for an hour and a half every day. It can be little things. It can be that little walk that you have after dinner. It can be the joining a friend and going for a walk on the beach or playing with your children. It really doesn't have to be difficult things that we are doing. It can be incorporated in our day-to-day activities.
And easily so. So, what does this approach do for the average person?
So it allows them to become active participants in their own health rather than the passive recipients of care. So they then get to say, okay, well, I have this much control over my life, this much I can't control, and therefore I will rely on my medication or whatever it is that I need to rely on. But the things that I can control, I can do something about. And it shifts the focus then from simply surviving a disease to creating an environment and a habit that supports long-term well-being.
And that's Dr. Wendy Christine. Where can people reach you if they want more information?
So they can contact me on email, which is Wendy at integratedhealthsolution.co.za, or on my business cell phone 082-476-4933.
Okay, so that's Integrated Health Solution. Please remember, without the S, it's Integrated Health Solution. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Anton. You too.
Okay,
Bye.
bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.